Welcome to the People Building Podcast, brought to you by hypnotherapy and NLP trainer Gemma Bailey. If you're looking to create powerful, positive change in your life, please visit www.peoplebuilding.co.uk.
Hello, people, and welcome to the People Building Podcast on this day, Wednesday, the 23rd of March, 2011. Yes. Temporary glitch there going on in the brain. Not too sure what that was all about. So great to have you on board the show. Thank you for joining us. I report great news about the free hypnotherapy and NLP event, which I mentioned to you in the last podcast. It went really, really well. So we had 20 places available for our free hypnotherapy and NLP event. We had 18 people show up. That's pretty good going, because you know with a free event that, you know, people aren't really terribly motivated to come along. So yeah, we were really pleased about that. We had some interesting feedback prior to the event happening. One email that I received said, "You didn't say the price of your hypnotherapy and NLP event in the email that you posted on Facebook, or the message that you posted on Facebook." And I said, "Do you mean the free NLP and hypnotherapy event that is posted on Facebook?" And they said, "Yes, I do mean that one." And so I sent them another message saying, "You mean the free one?" And they said, "Yes, the free one." And I went, "Because it's free." So the whole thing about it being free caused a degree of confusion for people. But we got there in the end. It genuinely is free. And we're giving away a day's worth of content about hypnotherapy and NLP and introducing you to our training programs, the NLP practitioner, master practitioner, and the hypnotherapy diploma or certification if you don't do the whole thing. So yeah, the whole kind of free thing, people were like, "What's the catch?" No, there really isn't one. You just have to show up on time, ideally. So it went really well. We had a lovely, lovely bunch of people that came along. We had one person sign up for prac, another one sign up for master prac, another one sign up for hypnotherapy training. And since then we've had, since the event happened, we've had another one who signed up for both prac and master prac. So it was good for us. It was great for them. And if you haven't booked onto it yet, then, you know, there's no reason not to, unless you live in, you know, Taiwan or somewhere quite far away, then obviously it's a bit impractical. What you will notice is that the People Building website is once again changing. In fact, it's changed a bit already. So the reason is because it's all going to be about promoting this free NLP and hypnotherapy training. That's going to be all over the homepage. And right now, if you go to the homepage, I'm just looking at it as I tell you about it. You'll see it kind of looks the same, but the layout's slightly different. So instead of having the little menu that we used to have down the side, it's now across the top, and we've got the little drop-down bars there. Now, at this moment in time, as I say this to you, the information about the free event is not there on the website, because it's still got the old homepage. That should be changing this Friday. Meanwhile, if you want to book onto the free event, here is how you do it. It's peoplebuilding.co.uk/free-NLP-hypnotherapy-training. Okay, so free-NLP-hypnotherapy-training. That will still take you to the page. The page is still live. If you are signed up for our newsletter, then there's a link directly to it in today's newsletter anyway. Also, there'll be an advert coming up later on in the show where you'll also receive an invitation there. For those of you listening on an iPhone or other generic MP3 type device where it is connected to the internet, you should be able to touch your screen and it will take you to the page where you can pop in your details and let us know that you'll be coming along. So the next event is on the 9th of April. And for those of you who would like to attend, we are giving priority to people who are not already qualified in NLP and hypnotherapy. The reason being is because those of you who are already qualified, you're just going to hear information that you already know about. So, you know, it's not such a priority for you to attend. For the people who this is, you know, a whole new world, obviously we want to give them the main opportunity to be able to come along and see us. And I also need to give you an apology for the last podcast because I recorded it really, really late at night and I thought I had uploaded it to the website. And as it turned out, I hadn't. And I didn't realise for a good few days that it was just sitting there, kind of dormant on the website. So I'm really sorry about that. There was obviously a delay in getting it, the last show uploaded. Whoops-a-daisy. This one will be done. You know, promptly. And there was one other thing I was going to add to that. And now I don't know what it was. Oh, it was clearly genius. And now it's just totally slipped my brain. If it comes back to me, I'll let you know. So today's show is all about teamwork. Hence the reason we have the image that we have there, which I'm probably not allowed to use. Someone will probably tell me off for having used it, but it was such a good image that it seemed like a terrible waste not to use it on your podcast today. So for those of you, again, who have your generic MP3 players that will display images, you'll be able to see a picture there that strongly represents the word team, I feel. And team is something that's become quite important to me once again in terms of my work that I'm doing, partly obviously because of the NLP for Kids team, who are brilliant, but obviously because my people building team is growing too. So Sophie is now based in the office with me. She is in currently 3 days a week, unless I need her for more, in which case she is. And if you contact us, for example, about things like the free event, or if you are downloading scripts and audios and whatnot, and you need some extra guidance and advice there, it's most likely that you will end up dealing with Sophie, and quite often not me, because I'm giving her all of those little jobs to do now. Do make her feel welcome. She's been doing a grand job so far. It's brilliant to have her on the team, and definitely brilliant to be sharing the workload. I don't know as if it's made life any easier yet, because I was doing kind of triple the amount of work that the average human being does, and now Sophie's taken on board some of that. So now I've just got kind of, you know, slightly greater than average working hours and a working load. Anyway, let's take a quick break before we dive into our content of team for today, as I need to save my voice. I've got 2 speaking gigs this weekend, and I hope I'm going to be seeing you there. This is Gemma from People Building, and I have a very special offer for you. As a podcast fan, you are entitled to 6 free CDs, which will teach you the 3 best NLP techniques and how to use them, how to hypnotize yourself for massive personal improvement, a full-length self-hypnosis session, and our secret skills disc. Visit www.specialofferfromgemma.com to get your 6 free CDs. And as a special bonus gift from me, I will also give you 1 month's free subscription to the People Building Members Club. As a member, you will receive each month a hypnosis script from the People Building Archive, which has been dissected to tell you all of the secret hypnotic language included. A monthly video podcast and an audio podcast, full length on CD, with content that is not shared in this show, NLP Uncovered, as each month we take something from the world of NLP and explain what it is and how to use it. You'll also receive a full-length self-hypnosis audio on disc each month in your members pack, plus you'll be invited to the People Building Members webinar, where we'll be speaking to the great and good from the world of hypnotherapy, NLP and self-development to give us all their very best ideas about how we can change and improve. To claim your 6 free CDs and 1 month's free membership to the People Building Members Club, visit www.specialofferfromgemma.com. All right, so as previously mentioned, our topic for today is all about team. If you want to see the written version of this article, you just need to visit the People Building website. So the new location for our articles is under the tab Resources. When you hover over that tab, it drops down to News, Articles, and Podcast. So you can obviously click on the Articles tab there. Those of you who get the newsletter already will have a direct link to that particular article called The Me in Team. The reason it's called that is because there's that saying, isn't there? There's no I in team, but there is a me in team. And I actually think that that's relevant and important because, you know, the reason they have this saying, there's no I in team, is to say, you know, you're thinking about everyone and not just about yourself. But actually, I think if you consider how you show up within your team, you actually make that team work a whole lot better. So I think knowing your role and knowing your contribution and your motivations within your team is incredibly important. So in actual fact, it is about you to an extent. Here is what the article says. When I left my NLP training, I knew that I wanted to be teaching NLP and hypnotherapy. I knew that I would need to start up a business and start marketing, and I also knew that I couldn't do it alone. Having worked for many years in team settings, some better than others, back when I was nursery nursing, I'd generally learned that as a team you can make stuff happen faster, more powerfully, and more magically than you can on your own. The problem I had when I set up people building was that I couldn't financially afford to employ a team. There wasn't enough money in the bank of Gemma to fund it. So I had two choices: give up and walk away, or find a different way to make it happen. Most people are aware of the cheesy team acronym: together, everyone achieves more. Well, it's true. Think about the speed at which a simple task can be completed if there are more hands on deck. Suddenly, putting IKEA furniture together isn't d as daunting as it was when you had to do it on your own. Your team could be the people you work with. It could be a group of friends or even your family. The challenge is, though, getting your team to understand exactly what functions, behaviors, and acts you want them to do that fits in with what you have in mind. The problem is exactly as the sentence states. The ideas are in your mind, and somehow you need to transfer them into the minds of your team members without losing any of the details as you do it. So, here are some important things for you to remember when you are transferring information from your mind into somebody else's. Number one, people have different references for what might otherwise be thought of as the same experience as yours. For example, if I say to you red, you might think of a deep red, like the one from your old school uniform, perhaps. If I said it to someone else, they might think of a pinky red because that's their favourite shade of that colour. Other people might imagine a rainbow and see a multitude of different colours as well as the red. If, as my team member, I asked you to get me some new t-shirts for the NLP for Kids licensees, and that I only wanted red ones, the red you choose might be totally different from the red that I had in mind. As the communicator, it's up to me to communicate to you the kind of red that I want. And as the listener, you can ensure that you have understood by asking a clean question, such as, "And what kind of red is that?" This would enable me to show you or tell you in greater detail. Number two, people's state affects the way in which they hear directions. If you've ever been in a rush to get to somewhere and got lost at the same time, you know what I mean here. You can ask for all the clues in the world about where you're going, but if you're in a panic, you'll miss the signs that show you the way. It's the same when you're directing a team. If someone's in a bad state because of a misunderstanding with you, with another team member, or simply because they stubbed their toe that morning. You may find that they hear information differently to the way that you intended them to. If someone has spent the day thinking my partner is too demanding and expects me to do all the chores, and then you innocently ask them if they'd mind making you a cup of coffee whilst you're busy on the phone, they may categorise your behaviour as the same as the behaviour of someone else that upset them earlier. It's important to know and understand your team so that you can ensure you have a clear insight to the certain behaviours that they do, which are giving you clues about their emotional state. It's important to understand the motivations of your team, and this is point number three. Let's say, for example, that you have a report that needs completing by 6 p.m. on Thursday, and that you've given it to a team member who is more than capable of being able to achieve that. Let's also say that the team member has overspent on their credit card a little bit, and they need some overtime. In an ideal world, the team member is very aware of the importance of that document being needed by 6 p.m. on Thursday, and has spoken to the boss about being able to get some overtime at some stage to raise the extra cash they need. In an ideal world, the boss has been very clear about the document deadline and is considering other tasks that could be worked on as a way to give that overtime that's needed. Without this communication, though, the boss and the team member might have motivations that are not in alignment with each other. Understanding the motivations of your team and making your motivations clear to your team can ensure that you're all working towards the same common goal, and that what you all value from one mission to the next is in alignment with each other.
People Building is your hypnotherapy and NLP authority on hypnosis scripts, hypnosis audios, articles, ebooks, podcasts, videos, training, and therapy. Visit www.peoplebuilding.co.uk for all your self-development needs.
People Building are now offering free NLP and hypnotherapy training. In order to apply for this, please visit www.peoplebuilding.co.uk. And we've now reached that point in the show where you will no longer be able to listen if you are currently driving or operating machinery, or at any other point when you need to be awake and alert. But for everyone else, it is now time for you to begin to comfortably relax. And just as soon as you're ready, you can close your eyes and begin to pay attention to your breathing. Slowly in and comfortably out. And with that relaxed breathing comes a calm and comfortable state of mind. And I want you to imagine now that you're relaxing in a comfortable place, feeling the warmth of the sun upon your body and your face. And the warmth of the light from the sun is going to relax all the muscles, all the nerves, and all the bones in your body. And you can feel that warmth of the light from the sun warming your cheeks and your eyelids and your forehead. Relaxing the jaw and the neck and the shoulders. just imagine the warmth of the light from the sun on your arms and your chest. And as you focus on that warm relaxation, you may even begin to notice how your temperature is changing. As your body is becoming comfortably calm. And as you are relaxing, becoming comfortably calm, realizing the wonderful ways in which you can achieve more. In a deep connection with others, understanding on a new level the thoughts and motivations and perspectives of those around you, enabling you to work most easily and effortlessly with other people. Enabling you to realize more the value of working as a team, working with others comes easily and naturally to you, and you're developing these skills more and more every day. Now I'm going to count back from 5 up to 1. And when I reach 1, it will be time for you to open your eyes and be fully and completely awake and alert. So starting now at 5, moving up to 4, 3, 2, and 1, with eyes open now and wide, wide awake. So welcome back. And our next podcast will be on Wednesday, the 6th of March, 2011. I very much look forward to speaking to you then. Hope you've enjoyed the show. Bye for now. This is Gemma from People Building, and I have a very special offer for you. As a podcast fan, you are entitled to 6 free CDs, which will teach you the 3 best NLP techniques and how to use them, how to hypnotize yourself for massive personal improvement, a full-length self-hypnosis session, and our secret skills disc. Visit www.specialofferfromgemma.com to get your 6 free CDs. And as a special bonus gift from me, I will also give you 1 month's free subscription to the People Building Members Club. As a member, you will receive each month a hypnosis script from the People Building Archive, which has been dissected to tell you all of the secret hypnotic language included. A monthly video podcast and an audio podcast, full length on CD, with content that is not shared in this show, NLP Uncovered, as each month we take something from the world of NLP and explain what it is and how to use it. You'll also receive a full-length self-hypnosis audio on disc each month in your members pack, plus you'll be invited to the People Building Members webinar, where we'll be speaking to the great and good from the world of hypnotherapy, NLP and self-development to give us all their very best ideas about how we can change and improve. To claim your 6 free CDs and 1 month's free membership to the People Building Members Club, visit www.com. www.specialofferfromgemma.com.